Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of May, recording at 6:46 p.m. British summertime. Now, that's earlier than I usually record, but I have a business meeting I've got to dash to. Now, but there's plenty to talk about. First, a quick review of the day. The Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit weaker. Japan closed with fractional gains. And the European stock markets had a bounce today following yesterday's sharp sell-off, but we're talking about gains of 1% or a little more for most of them, 1.5% for the UK stock market here today. Wall Street's not closed yet, but it's drifted to the downside. It was up slightly a little earlier on, but we see modest declines here. But we're only talking about 4.5 points on the S&P here at this stage. Despite Wall Street moving to the minus side, the long-dated government bond prices are also lower today, meaning U.S. yields have just edged up a little bit. The U.S. dollar has reversed an earlier very modest decline and is pushed up a little bit. It's at 82.30 on the U.S. dollar index, and that's pulled the euro down to 1.2538, and sterling's at 156.6. The Aussie dollar largely unchanged, but at 0.9727. Precious metals, we had some decent gains, but they have melted away here as Wall Street has weakened and the dollar has firmed a bit. So gold, which was up at 1578 at one stage, is currently 1552. And silver, which had rallied up to 2851, is currently at 2804. That's still up 52 cents, but they say these gains are being paired. Platinum, which showed a decent gain at one stage, has retraced that as well. Crude oil is a little firmer in here today. Commodities are sort of mixed generally. Okay. Corn, though, down fairly sharply, 5.81. That's down 22 cents. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's still a very, very nervous market environment. Everybody is looking at Europe. Well, that's been the case for the last month. And I'm sure you're all sick of it, sick of worried about Europe and what's actually going to happen there. A nail-biting factor for the European Union generally is that they don't really know which way this Greek election is actually going to turn out. My guess is that it'll be inconclusive and there'll be another struggle to form a government. But basically, if they are unable to select a government which actually agrees to the austerity program, and I'm sure the rest of the European Union will do something they can to sweeten the package, not in terms perhaps of the austerity measures, but to create some growth incentives. If they don't elect a government which goes along with this, then Greece technically will not qualify for the next bailout funds, and that would automatically, as things stand now, put it out the door in terms of its Euro membership. Now, you know, a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and lobbying and contingency plans and so forth are going to be shaped between now and that June election. You can be absolutely certain of that. But the uncertainty is not helping the markets, and there's a fairly sort of grim mood overall. That's what we see when markets are oversold, of course, and they are indeed oversold here. But so far, it's been more dead cat bounce territory than anything more meaningful than that, and we're still lacking a catalyst here to create a significant rally. But again, I want to emphasize, I have before, that we have seen some climactic action. That's an ending signal for at least the short term. And we have discounted an awful lot of bad news in here, including partially discounting the fact that we get a default in Greece. So I don't think it would take much in the form of a catalyst to trigger a reasonably decent technical rally, but we may need to sag a little further before that happens. Less than an ideal situation, but you and I can only deal with what the markets provide. This is nail-biting history making. I'll put it that way. What's holding up best, of course, is the dividend aristocrat type shares that we like so much, including a number of those that are also autonomies. Long-dated government bond prices are going to remain a haven in this environment, but a very low-yielding one, and people are actually losing money in short-term bunds and in short-term Swiss paper as well, and that's usually a contrary indicator that fear is running a little bit too far. Now, in precious metals, we're also in dead cat bounce territory in terms of last year's reaction lows. And the big difference, as I mentioned again in last night's audio, between 2011 and today is that while markets were weakening, while stock markets were weakening, gold and silver were performing very much as haven investments and accelerating up to their highs. At least silver did to a peak in April, and gold did to highs in August and September. Whereas today they have, and in recent months they have been, or ever since those peaks, they've been performing more as risk assets. I do not assume that that will always be the case, and there is scope at some stage for the pendulum to swing back in the other direction, and I think it definitely will. I think the precious metals are interesting down at these levels, but we cannot yet be sure that those lows are going to hold, and that's also something that we cannot know with in advance. We can only know it with hindsight. And here also a catalyst is required to spring a better rally than we have seen to date. Overall, commodities remain soft. It's weighed on the CCI Continuous Commodity Index, so inflationary pressures are lower. That may well, I'm convinced that that will lead to further stimulative measures. China can certainly afford to do that. It's moving incrementally in that direction, and that's important because we do need to see the China growth engine pick up. If I have one concern, it is that those growth economies are not responding quickly enough to the slower GDP growth that we currently see. So I think that's pretty much it here. US dollar obviously also functioning as a haven investment, and we may see a little more of this in the short term. Interesting, but also stressful. So let's go out and enjoy the sunshine. All the best.